Well, we'll talk about resolutions and ponderings and things this morning. I'm going to ask that you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. And I am going to ask that you stand with me in honor of God's word this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Father, we thank you so much for making us new in you, for giving us hope where there was no hope, where you have given us light to see where there was nothing before but darkness. Lord, for giving us a testimony and a song of joy that we can sing. Lord, that we can celebrate and celebrate with others who have found their peace in you. Father, help our testimony to be true and to honor you as you have honored us. Strengthen us, we pray, in this time. We ask it only to your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Well, it's not quite January yet, but how many of you know it'll be here tomorrow? That's kind of like a joke, right? Did the year 2024 fly by for most of you this year? Yes, I think this is the fastest year that I have on record. But 2025 is just around the corner. And because we are in this time of the season, a lot of people will begin to think about resolutions and what they can do to make their life better going into 25 and throughout the whole of the year. Now, many of you may or may not know this, but the month of January... How many of you know where the name January originates from? Oh, okay. Well, the month of January, it originates with a Roman god, the name Janus. And this god, this Roman god Janus, was pictured as having a face that looked forward and a face that looked rearward. So he was looking in all directions at the same time. And so when we get to January and we start thinking about making resolutions for our year ahead and how we can be better in life, you know, we think that we can see this picture of us looking backwards and looking forward at the same time, but really we can't do that. But the only thing we can do as humans is to think about or to look back what we did wrong, where we went wrong, and look ahead to prepare for when those times come again. Because how many of you know that there are things still coming in the days ahead? And how many times will they reflect something that we've already encountered in our past? And we want to prepare for tomorrow so that we can be the best person that we can possibly be. I want to tell you, it's more though than just being the best person. It's not just about making resolutions. It's not looking back and saying, well, if I remember what I did wrong, maybe I can make tomorrow better. It's not about resolutions. It's not about changing something that hasn't happened yet. You know, we can try to prepare ourselves in so many ways, but the best way to prepare ourselves every day is to understand God's expectation of us in life. And we begin by remembering who we are in Christ. Who we are in Christ. We are a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. God's people do not need resolutions to get through the next year. What we might need, though, is revival. We might need to just remember who we are, because every morning there is a new mercy poured upon us, right? Every morning, new mercies are given to us every day, each day, every day. We are a new creation in Christ every day, each day. And if we wake up facing the new morning as that new creation in Christ, we don't have to worry about resolutions and how we're going to make ourselves better, because we're focused on being what Christ wants us to be. And our testimony will reflect Christ in us and through us. Maybe it is just revival that we need. But I'll tell you this, before any of us can have that revival, we all have to make sure that the sun sets on yesterday, because it'll never rise on tomorrow until you let it go. How many of you know that? How many of you maybe are in here today holding on to something that really troubled you, really angered you yesterday? You know, until the sun sets on that, you can't move forward. Tomorrow's not going to rise if you're still holding on to that from yesterday. You can't be a new creation in Christ if you're still living in the old self. Because isn't the flesh dead? Isn't the old man dead? Aren't we waking up with these new mercies on our own life and thinking, wow, I need to share these new mercies with others that I meet in life. Whether they are kind to me or not, whether they give me something that I need or steal from me something I need, it doesn't matter. My life as a Christian is to be focused on being a new creation every day in life, because the old things are gone. That means the things that used to matter shouldn't really bother us anymore. Somebody offends me, I know. I probably deserve it, right? If somebody offends me, does it work me up? How about you? Do you get offended and get worked up over being offended? We got to learn how to let those things pass. Let those things go. I'm a good candidate for that class. How about you? I'm a good candidate for learning how to let God have control and letting the old man stay in the ditch where he belongs. How about you? Well, this is where we have to start. We have to remember we are a new creation in Christ every day. Every morning we wake up, it's a new day. It's a new opportunity to take a step forward and to honor God and to honor our neighbors. Because as a new creation in Christ, it's not about honoring self. It's about God and others. And you never find anywhere in God's Scripture where He tells us what we should expect in return. Nowhere. Even in the Ten Commandments, it's about what you should give. First four tell you what to give to God. The fifth one tells you how you should love your family. And the rest of those ten tell you how you should treat your neighbor. And not one of them says what you should expect in return. It's about us living for God and for family and for neighbor. And at the end of the day, if we've helped everyone and loved God and it's shown through us, we have been what God wants us to be. And that's how we ought to wake up every morning as a new creation in Christ, looking forward to the day for opportunities to show who Christ in us. And if we want to have that kind of revival in our life, then there are some things we need to remember. The first thing I would tell you to remember is that our strength is not of our own, but it comes to us through the working of the Holy Spirit. It's not my strength, it's God's strength in me. And you find this in John chapter 14. It says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all things that I have said to you." So you find yourself in a moment where you're not remembering because the old man's in charge. Stop and ask God to remind you what he has taught you, what he has shown you, why you became a new creation in Christ, because of love and mercy and grace. How many of us became a new creation in Christ because of anything else? Mercy and grace, hope and joy. These things come through Christ because I'm forgiven of my sins, and because I'm forgiven of my sins, I have peace with God and hope to live in eternity with him and not separated and suffering in a place of torment when it's all said and done. Mercy and grace, peace and hope. These are the things we learn. These are the reasons why we come to Christ. Because we know we are not really that good of a person when it all breaks down. We need forgiveness. And we find it through Christ. And we find it through Christ because the Holy Spirit teaches us and strengthens us in the truth of God's words. Now, he might give you strength, too, to do some things in life other than just be empowered through knowledge of his word and understanding. But I'll tell you this, he's never going to strengthen you to run that guy off the road who cut you off and let him know what you think. That's not the kind of power we have. The power that we have is not so that we can exercise strength over someone else. The power we have is so that we can exercise strength over ourselves. Over ourselves. And what a perfect place to begin. And to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and strengthen us against ourselves. Because if we can strengthen ourselves by the power of the Holy Spirit against who we used to be, then tomorrow surely got to be better if we're the new creation in Christ that he calls us to be. Remember what God has taught you through his Spirit. Remember the joy that you have in Christ. Sometimes we walk through life and we forget our joy. How many of us have ever forgotten our joy in Christ? How many of us have ever said, I don't think God loves me anymore? And we will feel that way because we didn't show God that we still loved him. And we took actions that were against his will and against his teaching. And we dishonored him. And we tarnished our witness. And so, of course, we ought to feel like God doesn't love us. But it's a consequence that we have ourselves, not because God gives it to us. But it does help us to remember that we should love and honor God every day. And we should remember the joy that we have in Christ. David himself. How many of you remember King David of the Old Testament? What a mess he made of things. Don't you know, King David? I mean, we hear a lot about David, and Christ is even born through the lineage of David. As much of a heart attack as David was, I'm sure, for God. You know what I mean by that, right? How many of you had your own children, they give you a heart attack? I can't believe you did that! I can see God running around in heaven up there. I can't believe you did that! David made a mess of a lot of things. You want to do a study on what dysfunctional families look like? Look at David and children with Bathsheba. One of them even tried to kill him. God still loved him. God still cared for him. God still walked with him in life. But there were times in his life where he forgot the joy of his salvation in God. He even said it in Psalm 51, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit, your grace and your mercy. By your grace and your mercy, hold me up. Pick me up. Help me off of the ground, Lord, and let me know that joy of walking with you again." You get into a slump like that, remember your joy and find it again by going back to God and saying these same kinds of words. "Lord, I failed. The old man came alive and I embraced him and I dishonored you. And I need help. And I need your love and I need your forgiveness. I need your cleansing. I need your joy again." Don't let the things that happen in your life, whether they're caused by someone else or caused by your own actions, don't let those moments when you feel the weight of sin upon you take away your joy so much so that you can't remember where you found joy to begin with. You find it in Christ. Go back and find it again. You want to make a resolution, then remember who you are in Christ. And remember that joy in Christ. And when the sadness comes, and when the pain of being who you are is upon you, find it again in Christ. And celebrate it again in Christ. Because when you call, He will come. And how many of us can testify to that? When I have called to Christ, He has come. When I have needed answers, He has provided answers. Sometimes those answers are simply this: be still and know that I am God. Be still then and know that He is God. And then finally, remember that your strength comes through the Holy Spirit and the teachings that lead us to God's truth. Remember the joy that we found in Christ when we first became a new creation and realized our salvation in Christ. And then never forget where you found hope. Remember the hope that you find in God's Word. In God's Word. And how fitting this scripture is for us as we think about moving forward. And keeping hold of who we are as a new creation in Christ. Listen to these words. 1 Peter chapter 1, he writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." You are raised to a living hope. This is not something that dies. It is a living hope. Oh, it might be running low on oxygen at times, but it is alive in Christ. It is a living hope. And it's a living hope because Jesus is alive and on the throne. Jesus is on the throne. And He's watching over His people. He has given us already an inheritance that is incorruptible. Incorruptible and undefiled. What we will be, we are still working to be. But God has secured it, and it will happen. We will be incorruptible. We will be undefiled on that day we step into eternity with Christ. And that is our living hope, that this world doesn't end in sadness, but begins again in celebration. incorruptible, undefiled, a living hope that does not fade away. It can't fade away. I mean, Satan can try to push it out of our minds. He can even try to push it out of our hearts. But those who know Jesus Christ, those who are a new creation in Christ, you might forget for a moment. As hard as you have studied God's Word, you might still forget for a moment, just like you did in school when you were school age. You studied hard. You knew the answers, and you took the test, and you missed one. You didn't get 100, did you? If you got all 100s in here, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to y'all that missed one. I want to talk to you if you're still missing one or two every now and again. And I want to remind you that God has given us a living hope. It does not fade away. And we remember it through the power of the Holy Spirit that is in us. We wake up every morning with new mercies. And we should always have the memory of God's goodness, of His mercy, of His grace, of a salvation that never fades away. And it should bring joy to our hearts. And it should strengthen us to face the world not as the old man, but as the new man, refreshed every day. So I challenge you. You want a resolution for the new year? Just be what Christ wants you to be and be better at it. That's resolution enough. And to be that, you have to remember where it starts, where it's strengthened, and where it leads. And all of that is in Christ. Jesus alone is our hope and our joy and our strength. Do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? Have you found that grace and mercy upon your life? That new mercy is with you every day? And you smile because you know it's real? And you celebrate when you find it again after you have failed at times in life because God won't give up on you? Do you know Him? Then celebrate. Be stronger as a child of God every day. But if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, why not today? Why not today? Because God is here. And God is calling for those who will come, who will believe, who will trust, and who will follow every day. New mercies are there, so freely they can be received. Will you come while there's time? Father, I thank you so much for this day again. I thank you that you helped me to see your truth, that you helped me to understand it, that you helped me to receive it, and you gave me hope when it was received, and new life, and new mercy still follow every day. Father, I pray for these same things, this same goodness upon all of those who are here and those who are not with us, and for those especially who have not found it. Father, touch their hearts, I pray. Open their eyes and their ears to see and to hear, and their hearts to receive. Lord, we ask these things with praise and with celebration and with hope that it will honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Will you come while there's time?